Now, there's a danger, though, of looking into the mirror and seeing your natural face in the mirror and not having an effect upon you. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and immediately forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now, what he's doing here is answering what he had said before. Up in verse 19, he says, be swift to hear, slow to speak. And the thought in being swift to hear means to give it all your attention. Be alert to the Word of God, as we indicated before. Now, what he's saying here, don't treat it casually. Don't go over it hurriedly like that. For any man that's just a hearer of the Word and not a doer, if it doesn't lead to action, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. He beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and immediately forgetteth what manner of man he was. The Word of God says you're a sinner. You read that, you don't like it. You pass over it. And that's a reason today that my feeling that textual preaching is outmoded. I think that we need to go through the Word of God, not pull out nice sweet verses here and there. God gave it not in verses, by the way. Verses are man-made. And I think that you're to take it as it is, just like that. And it's a mirror that reveals what you are. The Word of God, I think, today is crystal clear. It reaches down and tells you who you are. Why, a man that goes to a doctor and has an x-ray made, as I did, and it reveals a cancer. The doctor says, I've looked at that x-ray. You got 7 spots on your lung. Now, I could have said, look, doctor, I don't put much confidence in x-rays, and I just think I'll ignore it and forget it. And I've known a lot of people that have done that. They have died. I wanted treatment just quick as I could get treatment, if you please. So you can't afford to read the Word of God and not respond to it, because it demands you respond, and if you don't, you are responsible. Now, if the doctor tells you you've got cancer in your lung and you do nothing and die, is the doctor responsible? And he absolutely is not responsible at all. And God has given you his Word. That's what James is talking about. And he uses this illustration, like a man. And, of course, it means a woman, too. And the Word will take him back to when he was born again. Now, what he's saying is, look, you're not growing. You're actually leaving your first love. And he says, remember. And God's calling them back. There's a danger today, as I heard a song leader down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's a good country boy from North Georgia. And he got up and he says, now, let's stand up and sing, standing on the promises. And he says, the trouble is we sing standing on the promises when we're sitting on the premises. Well, that's what we're told not to do here. The mirror is one that reveals, and we're not to forget what it said. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It reveals us as we are and penetrates below the surface. And the Bible today is not a popular book, I don't think. It's the best seller, but the worst read. It just shows you who you are. Many years ago in East Tennessee, this story went around that a tourist came and camped up in the mountains among some of these mountaineers, and they didn't see many tourists in those days. And when these tourists left after they had been camped for about a week, one of these mountaineers, he went looking around where they camped, and he found several things, and among them he found a mirror that had been left by the tourists, and he'd never seen a mirror before. And he looked into it longingly, and when he looked at it, he said to himself, I never knew my pappy had his picture took. Well, actually, he was looking at someone that looked like his father had looked, but he's looking at himself, you see. And so he was very sentimental about it. He slipped into the house and climbed up in the loft on the ladder, and he hid the mirror. And his wife saw him do that. She didn't say anything. But after he went out of the house, she went up to look around what it was he's taken up there to hide. She found a mirror, and she looked in it, and she said, "So that's the old hag he's been running around with." May I say to you, it's so easy to read the Word of God and think it's a picture of somebody else, picture you, and it's a picture of me, my friend.